Good morning. Good morning, lovely ladies. I'm not Corinne. I'm Coach MJ. Corinne has been on a week-long vacation, but if you know Corinne and you've been in the Facebook group, you know she's been in there. And so she never takes time off, that woman. So she's coming back today. I think she's actually flying right now. So she will be back at the helm with no BS. She's always at the helm with no BS. So, So you're stuck with me today. Make sure if you want coaching, you raise your hand. We are here for an hour and a half, an hour and a half today, 90 minutes. So I will get to as many people as I can. Just raise your hand. Let me know that you want coaching, and I will get after it. Make sure that your chat is set to host, not host and panelists. It's not set to host and panelists, set to everyone so that everybody can see your fantabulous words. And and if you've got any questions, you can post them in the Q&A for me. If I have time, I will get to them. Okay. And then, of course, you've always got Ask Coaches if you need anything. And before this call, I was in there answering some Ask Coaches. I was doing some Ask Coaches myself. So, y'all are. I answered all of them yesterday. From if you got an answer from Ask Coaches yesterday, Saturday, October the 11th, and you asked it on the 10th, I answered all of them from the 10th yesterday. So there's that. All right, Deanna. I know everybody took the weekend off, so here I am. Everybody's off. I need to go on a vacation. I am going to go on vacation pretty soon. So that's good. Hello, Deanna.
Hello, nice to see you.
You too. So, what are we coaching on?
So, I've noticed I've started to slip a little bit, and I wanted to get some coaching before I fully slip.
Okay. So, what have you been doing that you notice you're not doing?
I've been turning to like convenience eating a lot more. I returned to work from maternity leave after a year in September.
I
So I
answered your question and asked coaches.
Did you? I didn't see that it responded yet, but I did write it in
Yes,
Ask
I did
Coaches.
it yesterday. I know exactly. Yes. So here's what I go ahead and tell us the whole story. I know the story. Tell us the story.
I returned to work in September. I feel like I was doing pretty good maintaining my habits in September, but then just, baby in daycare, full-time working, a lot of like logistical stuff, and I just feel like I'm slipping into not planning as, not even not planning as much, but not prepping my food as much, which is really what helped me keep me on track, so that I'm just slipping into eating things that are pre-made or snacks instead of like prepping and then eating what I prepped. Because if I prep, I eat what I prep, no problem. It's just I'm too tired at the end of the day to do the prep.
Okay, what are you doing today? I mean, here's what I said to you and asked coaches yesterday. My question is, why is it a problem that you are eating convenience foods? Because sometimes, at every different stage of life, you're going to give 100%. So when you were still at home and you were on maternity leave, you had time and you chose to use that time a certain way, prepping and whatnot. So why is it is this currently your 100%? Now that you've gone back to work, you got the baby in daycare, all that stuff. Is that with the time that you have, are you giving it 100%?
I don't think so. I think I could be doing better. And also, I just feel more like I used to feel like I joined in February and it was always very like not always, but pretty frictionless. Like I was able to like apply the strategies, like I was
Okay.
it all resonated with me. And now that I'm more busy, I guess I feel all of a sudden like a little more resistance to like everything, and I'm like thinking that I just need some kind of like guidance on how to like make it easy again.
Well, you're telling yourself you don't have time. Is that true?
Yeah, I guess I'm just tired.
Oh, I hear the baby. Do you
Yeah,
have
he's
any? So, what would it if you wanted to go back to food prep and you're like, you know your schedule right now. What would it look like? If you threw away what it used to look like when you had time and you were at home, what would it look like now?
what I was doing in September, which was working pretty good, was just prepping my lunch when I prepped my daughter's lunch because I have to prep her lunch that she has to eat. So I was just kind of like stacking it on with what I was already doing. The problem is that as I got more tired, I would finish her lunch and then I would just be like, I'll just figure it out tomorrow. And that's like what I want to stop doing.
Okay. Well, so what happens now? When you're prepping her lunch for tomorrow and you want to prep your lunch and you say, I'm just so tired right now. What are you going to do?
I usually just wait till the morning and then I throw something together that's not as good or as I would have been if had I prepped it to make
What
it
does the
healthy.
lunch time version of you tomorrow want you to do today when you hear that thought?
She wants me to prep it at night.
Okay. So you're going to say you're tired. I'm so
Yeah.
tired. I just want to go to bed. I'll do this in the morning. What are you going to say to yourself?
That I don't know. It's I'm not nothing's popping to mind. Like I know it'll be easier if I do it now.
That's what you say. It's going to be so much easier if you do it now. You're going to actually put in there what you want to eat instead of what's convenient in the morning. And you know you feel better when you do what's best for you instead of what's convenient in the moment.
And I know that, and I say that now, and then I still feel like, eh.
Why does it matter that you feel that way, though?
I guess it doesn't. I could just do it anyway.
Yeah. I mean, how many things, you got a baby. How many things do you do on a day that you really would rather sleep through?
Quite a few.
Yeah. And then there's a future version of you in the morning. So you've got this version of you at lunch that wants you to, it's like, go ahead and just do it now. We'll even back it up to the morning whenever she hasn't slept. You're exhausted. You're trying to, I know what it's like packing up the diaper bag, getting everything ready. You're running behind. That morning version of you, what does she not want to do?
Try to figure out what I'm eating for lunch.
Yeah. So you're helping out two people, two versions of you. Because when you don't do it tonight, you are putting it on your future version of you, the morning version of you, on her to-do list.
Yeah.
Oh my God, she's so precious. Hey, sweet girl.
Climbing on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right that it's going to be annoying to do either way. I might as well just do it at the time that's less annoying.
But then here's what you have to do. 'Cause you got a toddler, you know. When you do it, you've got to celebrate yourself. You've got to tell yourself good job in the morning. When you wake up and you don't have it to do, you've got to say, golly, I am so glad I did that last night. I don't even have to do it. I didn't have time anyway. This is amazing. I'm so glad I did it last night. At lunch, when you sit down and look at your lunch and it's exactly a version of your lunch that's going to give you energy all day long, I am so glad I did this. This is such a better lunch than the one I would have thrown together this morning. I'm so glad I did this for myself.
Yeah, I
You've
think that's
got
a good idea.
two opportunities to like reiterate what a great habit that is for yourself.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I think I just need to remind myself that, I'm doing a good job by packing it at night.
And that's the thing. Same, sometimes you've just got to tell yourself, I don't want to do it tonight. I'm certainly not going to do it in the morning either. I
Yeah,
may as
and I
well
have
do it
to eat.
tonight. I may as well do it tonight when I can make a better choice for myself.
Yeah,
I
I
don't want to
think.
do it either time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to want to do it anymore tomorrow.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah. And then let go of some of the prep. If you're getting cut up veggies, and I mean, if you're cutting them yourself, buy them already cut up if you can.
Yeah, I was already thinking of swapping out a couple things to make it a little easier.
Yes. Yeah.
That
Because
what
you're
was
thinking
working in
about it.
September just didn't quite, it worked for a month, but I think it was a little too intense for long term. So I think I have to make it a little
So
easier.
good. And so, how are you going to make it easier?
I'm gonna just swap my breakfast for a protein bar and fruit for now. I think that that's good enough for right now. Because then I don't have to prep anything. Like there's nothing.
Yes.
And then, for lunch, I'm just gonna do. I thought about this before the call. Like the salad kits with like
Yeah.
some lentils for protein or whatever. And then, I just have to think of a new snack. So I used to have the protein bar for a snack, and I don't want to have two protein bars a day. But I guess I always could. It's just I have to. I was thinking of doing something else for a snack and using the protein bar for breakfast because I do like having protein in the morning. So I have to still think on what an easy snack would be. I have to bring all my food with me, like for the whole day, basically. So,
Yeah. I mean, we got yogurt, cheese, nuts.
yeah, I think I might do like nuts and popcorn or something like that. Like nuts is
Oh, yeah. You could
like
make like a
something.
little trail mix.
Yeah, kind of what I was playing around with. But I do like nuts. I don't like yogurt. That's my only thing. So,
Okay.
but I know a lot of people like yogurt, but I was thinking of maybe doing something like that that can all come with me in the car.
Yeah, somebody said hummus and veggies.
Yeah. I'm like iffy about hummus. I'm back and forth. Back and forth on
Yeah.
hummus. but yeah, I think the nuts might be a good idea to replace the protein bar because I feel like I need something dense in the afternoon. Like
Okay, perfect.
and then the popcorn is just like for fun.
And you could get the nuts now, get little
Yeah.
snack bags. You could either buy them already portioned out, or like on Sunday, while she's climbing all over the place, you could just get some, go ahead and portion it out for the whole week.
I think that's what I'm going to do because I think the salads I've been portioning out like 2 days at a time when I did do that before because like I eat like half a salad kit each day, you know? So that's fine, I feel like. So just pouring it into a container, like that's, I feel like that's a level of prep at night I can handle even when I'm really tired. And then everything else I can prep at the beginning of the week.
So good. And it doesn't have to be your favorite thing in the whole wide world to do,
Yeah,
but
it's
it
not,
makes it so
but
much easier for you.
yeah. I think I just felt like I was like starting to I just needed a little boost of
I think what was
help
happening, you
to
kept bringing up September, and I think you were comparing what you were doing in September to what you feel like doing now. And you felt like it was less than.
Yeah, well, I feel like I was proud of myself for maintaining all these good habits the first month of school. And then, like, as time went on, they started slipping. And I was like, oh no, I
Yes.
can't slip.
Well, it's when habits start to slip like that, ask yourself, is this still doable? The level at which I'm doing it, is it still doable?
Yeah.
And it sounds like it was not for you right now. So
No.
then the next question is, how am I going to make this easier on myself? How can I
Yeah.
still keep up this habit that I love? But here's the other thing, Gianna. So many of us notice a habit is slipping and we just say, forget about it. It doesn't matter. Or we let it go for so long. What I love about what you did was you said, I've noticed this is slipping. It's been a month and I don't like how I'm showing up here. I'm going to get help.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
You.
That's like, I mean, that's what we want you to do, right? Like you notice something is not right, and then you're like, I need to take care of this. And you did.
Whoa. Yeah. I think I have a good plan now for the rest of October and then
And that's the thing. Do it
November.
for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
If it still doesn't feel doable to you, if you still are feeling resistant to it, even though you've made it easier, then come back to ask coaches and be like, okay, I've tried this for 2 weeks. Here's the roadblocks I'm still encountering. Here's the things that's happening still.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Give me something to try.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Thank
All
you.
right. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let me see. But that's what we want all of y'all to do. If you notice those little quits, because I'm gonna tell y'all, little quits lead to big quits. That's what happens. And so when you notice something is slipping, or you notice you're not showing up in the way you used to, or the way that you want to, please reach out for help before it gets big so we can help you figure out what your next best step is. That's all we want to do is help y'all. That's all we want to do. That's it. Oh, Christy took her baby to a college visit. Yeah. Time is coming, honey. Time is coming. Rachel, I'm going to promote you. Honey, the crock pot has become my new bestie. It's getting cooler. Once it dips into the 70s, I'm like, it's time to pull out the crock pot. Hello, Rachel.
Hi there. I'm gonna be real quick because it's early morning on the West Coast and breakfast is almost ready.
Oh gosh. Okay, what can I do for you?
I have a question. So I'm in Corinne's business mastermind and I just hit a huge goal I've been working on for about 6 months.
Okay.
And I'm super, super excited. And my husband was talking to me about how I wanted to celebrate. Normally, I would celebrate by going out to a really nice fancy dinner because that's what we really truly enjoy. But as I'm learning about all of this and realizing I sometimes emotionally eat because my mother's got dementia and all the things, does going out to a fancy dinner to celebrate something really good? My podcast hit number one for a keyword I've been working on for a long time. So, like,
Oh gosh.
major accomplishment. Huge.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Does that count as emotional eating or can I go out? Like, it's in celebration and enjoyment. I don't know if that counts. I'm still learning.
Are there, okay, you tell me this. Are there any reasons in which you can emotionally eat, or you should emotionally eat, or it's
It
okay to emotionally eat?
seems like celebration would be okay, but like we eat what we want on our birthdays and things. I didn't know I emotionally ate until starting to work with Corinne and realizing that was how I was coping with all the trouble with my mom and all the stress of it. So now I'm super aware and trying to be careful.
Okay, so that's so good to know. You're like, I am not going to give my weight loss away
To my
to
mother.
stress and worry about my mother. I want to learn how to manage that emotion.
Exactly.
So that is a reason you're going to choose not to emotionally eat. You're going to work on that.
Correct.
But what about when your podcast hits number one and the keyword you've been working on?
Yeah, like I want to celebrate. I want to
Yeah.
go somewhere great. I just want to make sure that I'm not
100%. And it goes
making
into
mistakes.
doable hunger. Right? Like you want to work on doable hunger. Maybe you bring it home. My husband and I went out to a fancy steakhouse the other week. We split the whole thing. We split a steak and the salad.
Did you?
We just told them, and they made us two beautiful plates.
Yeah. And I bring leftovers home every time. I don't
Bring
cook
it home. I went
that.
out to Japanese last night. I brought it home.
Okay.
But our niece and nephew are here for fall break. We just wanted to enjoy them, and they wanted to go to Japanese, so we did.
Yeah.
But food is not just fuel. We eat for all kinds of reasons. Celebrations, birthdays, a celebration, like just family get-togethers, Thanksgiving, Christmas, whatever it is. Yeah, it's
Okay.
totally fine.
But I just wanted to double check and I thought,
Because,
well, I'll
girl,
hop on here.
what none of us on this call are overweight because we went out to a nice, indulgent dinner and ate. When our podcast hits number one on a keyword and ate to enough, even ate to full one time and it
Okay.
just enjoyed the shit out of it.
Yeah, I realized I lost weight. I was awesome. I was exactly where I wanted to be. And then my mother has dementia and was moved down here, and I'm the only family member taking care of her. She does not live with us, thank God. She's in a home. But I would go see her, and then I would go have lunch to decompress before picking up my child, who was at that point in time in kindergarten, and it was just too much for me to
Yeah.
handle. And so I gained weight, and now I'm like, okay, he's in the fifth grade. Mom doesn't know who I am most of the time. It's okay. I can figure this out for me now.
Exactly. So now you've just decided the reasons that you don't want to emotionally eat.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Okay,
Yeah.
perfect.
Perfect.
Thank you. I appreciate
Well,
it.
congratulations again.
Thank you. I'm
All
so
righty.
excited.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Melissa said, MJ, it's Melissa, the one you responded to on Facebook with my autistic kid who was in the hospital drinking water and using smaller plates. Love it, love it, love it. Nobody else has their hand up. I suggest y'all get to getting. If y'all want coaching, it's gonna be a short, short, short. Gonna be short. Raise your hand then, Melissa. So Rachel's podcast is Marketing One, Marketing for Entrepreneurs. If you're listening to this on the podcast, the one I just coached. All right, Melissa is on her way on up here. Nobody else's hand is raised, so if you want to get in a spot to which you can raise your hand. All right. Let me. All righty. Hello.
Hi.
Now you're Missy on here, but
Oh,
you said
sorry.
Melissa
That's
in the
me.
thing, but you're Melissa, right?
I'm Melissa and Missy. I am
Okay.
both.
You answer to anything. I love it.
Sorry, my dogs are going crazy.
It's
And I
okay.
don't know how much time I have
Okay.
because my son is asleep. He has just come home for the first time in 6 weeks, from being hospitalized and being in, he was such a long story, but he was in the emergency room for 2 weeks and then transferred to a medical facility for 2 weeks and then spent a little over a week at a shorter term placement and just came home for the first time Thursday night. So
Okay. How's that going?
far so good.
Okay.
I think he's a little shell-shocked to be in the real world. He's very tired. I will take a very tired kid during this time. He's had a lot of medicine changes in these last few weeks. But I'm still, reeling sounds very dramatic, but like the lead up, I won't even go into it. The lead up to this hospitalization was incredibly intense. And so, extremely traumatic for my son and for me. And so I'm kind of a little bit on, I don't want to say eggshells, but just like being very careful and definitely leaning on food and wine. After he goes to sleep, it's like, I go straight to the fridge and pour a glass of wine, and then that becomes two, three, and so I know
What
what
do
I'm
you
doing. I'm aware.
need? What do you
What's
need
that?
when he goes to bed? What are you looking for?
I'm looking for relief to the, because I think I'm just like, there's like a little, even though like so far so good, it's going well. I'm also waiting for the other shoe to drop. And he doesn't know, I have to be really careful about this. He doesn't know that this is temporary. I'm in the process of working with a lawyer and an
Okay.
educational consultant to find a longer term
Longer term. Okay.
residential
I
placement
got
for
it.
him, which will probably be a full year. He has no idea. And so I think I'm like super anxious, not
Okay.
only about that process, which is incredibly stressful. I'm also a solo mom who works full time. So I am doing a
I hear you.
million different full time jobs right now and trying to keep my son, what's the word? Just not happy, but like get them settled to a point, but also like, oh God, I'm gonna have to break some really hard news to him at some point in the next few weeks. So I think I also have that I'm like,
Okay, but here's what we know. Your son right now is acclimating back. I'm not going to mention what's going to go on because if he can hear me, I don't want that to ever happen. But we don't know who he's going to be in 3 weeks. No clue. He might be as ready to get away from you.
Can I just interject very
Yeah.
quickly? I will say something that I have discovered. We have been very like I would laugh. I laugh about it and say it's like so dysfunctional. I call us, if anyone's familiar with the documentary Grey Gardens, I say we are totally Grey Gardens, the two of us. We spend all of our time together. I 100% felt like he may not ever be able to move away from me. I may have my son for the rest of my life. I have discovered, even though I would never want to go through what we have gone through in the last 6 weeks, I have discovered, and he has discovered, that he can be independent. He is actually doing okay. He's transferred into the day program now, so he goes from 10:30 to 5. He's actually doing, like, all the stuff I'm getting back is like he's playing with kids, which for 3 years he's had no interaction, no positive interactions with kids, no play dates, no birthday parties. He's actually like, it's made me realize, like, oh, he can be away from me.
Okay, so this is huge. So what it,
It's huge.
I'm glad you said that, because the version of you that is walking on eggshells and worried about what's going to happen is the one that has all this past history. She knows all the things that have happened. When you notice yourself getting angst up right now, you say, this is not the same kid. He's playing with people. He's doing things I never imagined he would do. What used to set him off probably won't do that anymore. I'm okay. And no matter what I figure out about this kid, I know how to figure it out and I have all the evidence that I can.
I've been doing like a lot of breath work, and that's been, and doing it together with him, which
So
again, like
good.
he, I've been doing breath work for a while, and he would like actively get irritated if I tried to do it with him pre-hospitalization. He's totally open to it now. It's amazing. So we do what's called the physiological sigh. We do that together all the time now. You know, I'll just say, let's do our breath work, and we do it together. So like all these amazing changes have happened in 6 weeks, and it does make me feel like, you know what? Even though like it's going to be weird and I don't even know how I'm going to break the news to him about the next step, it's going to be even better. Like all the work that he's done to get him to this place is going to continue at the next place that
Okay,
he winds up.
what happens tonight if you once he goes to bed? 'Cause he's in a day program from what time to what time?
10:30 to 5.
And then what time does he go to bed?
He's been going to sleep like last night. He's like at 7 o'clock. He's like, I'm exhausted. I want to go to bed. So
So
I just I lay down with him, and then I come downstairs, and then I start picking. I start looking
okay.
for dessert. I start pouring a glass of wine.
But here's what you said. I have so many full-time jobs right now. We're together all the time. I'm waiting on like walking on eggshells, whatever. That's not true anymore. He's in a day program. He is not another full-time job for you. You only get an opportunity to spend a few hours with him at night after the program. So you're going back to the story before he was hospitalized. That's not your story anymore.
Well, I think when I say like full, I mean the full-time job of all of the moving parts that have to deal. So like,
I got you.
you know, like like he's at this facility. I'm having to like email his therapist and as the doctor there. Then I've got the lawyer in San Francisco Unified that I'm dealing with to get him the placement. And then I'm dealing with the educational consultant as she's
Okay.
sending. So that's the full-time
Here's the
job.
thing, and I think I mentioned this on your Facebook post. You are giving yourself credit for none of this. It's all a have to. Not, there are kids in his situation
Oh,
that
yeah.
become wards of the state, and their parents wash their hands of them. It is not that you have to do these things. It is very important because you want your son to have the best possible outcome. You want your hands in every bit of this so that he gets the best care possible, so that he works with the best people he can work with. There are a lot of kids that don't have a Melissa mama. And it's not a have to.
And
I
I
am
and
gonna
it's
do this because it is
yes.
that important to me to take care of my son.
It's funny because I thought about that and I thought about, I had Corinne in my ear because I was like, oh, and I have to do this. And I was like, you know what? These are things I'm choosing to do. There are families, you know, no
Yes.
judgment, that
Yeah.
aren't doing this.
No.
This is what I'm choosing to do.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, this is not a like a, you know, these are things that I'm actively seeking out
Yes.
for
So
my family.
here's what I want you to do. Try this for a week and let me know how it
Okay.
goes.
Okay.
Once he goes to bed
Mm-hmm.
and all is quiet, all the children, everybody's tucked in and it's just
Yeah.
you. You can go eat. But before you do that, I want you to sit down for a minute, take just a few deep breaths, and make a list of all of the ways that you were a badass today. All the things you did to take care of your son, all the things you did to take care of you, all the things you did to bring money into the house, all of those things, a Christy Larson, a ta-da list. Do that. If you still want to go eat.
Yeah, no, that's great.
I'm talking about
I think I
5 or 10
don't.
minutes, not a
Yeah.
long time. And it's
Right.
like, I will go eat if I want to after this. I will go get a glass of wine after this if I want to.
Right.
But I think the chances are when you spend time in the end of the day giving yourself credit for all of the ways you showed up for you and your kid, it's the desire, the weight of I had to do this, I had to do that, I had to do the other thing, it's going to be gone.
Right. Right. I think that's great, and I absolutely can do that. I think I don't stop. I think I'm constantly going because I'm juggling so many different things that you know, like I am generally aware of like, wow, I'm really doing a lot. But like, I think sitting down and writing it down and seeing it on paper,
Yeah.
will make a difference. The other thing I just want to quickly mention, I don't want to eat up anyone else's time, but is quiet. Is that quiet? Is oh, he's awake.
Okay. All
All
right.
right. I'm gonna do that. I'm
Okay.
gonna do
All
that.
right.
Thank
Let
you.
me know how it goes.
Okay,
Let me
I'll
know how
let
it
you know
goes.
how it goes. Okay,
All
bye.
right, bye-bye. I love that. So good. And that works for a lot of us. If a lot of us are just talking about I had to do this and I have to do that and I have to do the other thing, we never sit around and give ourselves credit for all of the ways that we're choosing to spend our time. All the ways that we're choosing to advocate for our kids. All the ways that we're like being a badass at work and doing all that stuff. Like we've got to get better at not just looking at the problems, but looking at all the ways we're choosing to solve them. We got to do, give that as a gift to ourselves. Whenever you say like a lot of, we see this a lot, like I don't know how to celebrate myself. It's just make a list of all the things you did in a day. We do so many things in a day to help other people, to help ourselves, to help our families, to bring in money, to, make sure, the kids are fed and watered and clothed and whatever else. And we don't give ourselves credit for it because every little thing that y'all do, every time you wash clothes, every time you wash your dishes, every single time you wash your sheets or pick up the kids' toys on the floor, there are people who choose not to do that. There are people who don't want to. That's not how they choose to spend their time. But y'all choose, some of y'all choose to do those things because it's super important to you. It matters. It helps you create the life that you want. So when you do a final sweep downstairs and fold up the blanket and put the pillows away and pick up the kids' toys, there are people who don't want to do that. But your future version of you that wakes up in the morning is like, I love to walk into an uncluttered living room in the morning. I'm so glad I did that for myself so that I don't have to have the clutter in the morning when I wake up. If y'all are a person who makes sure you clean up the kitchen at night, when you wake up in the morning, thank her. I'm so glad I don't do these dishes this morning. I'm so glad I did that last night. I swear, that's made my morning so much better. I just loved to walk in to no dishes in the sink. That just makes my heart happy. Take a minute and thank yourself for doing the things that you do all the time. Just like I do with my coffee, I wake up every morning and I thank myself. Thank you for doing this last night. Well, it's so nice to wake up to this morning. Took care of me. If we would just do that, take a minute to do that. Because what would happen if you're, I saw a meme one time. There's nobody with more hope than a mom who leaves crap on the bottom of the stairs for her kids to take up. Like, we're always like, here's all your shit to take up. And like 2 weeks later, it's still sitting there. What happened when they finally took it up? Thank you. Taking it up. I'm so glad I'm not tripping over myself on the stairs anymore. That's all you have to do for yourself, too. Anonymous says, I'm still having problems with water drinking. I was up to drinking 60 ounces a day. Now, the past 2 days, I've only had about 16 ounces a day. So, what are you gonna do? What is different from when you were drinking 60 ounces a day to now? What was your process? Because if it's a new habit, y'all, you're gonna notice an ebb and flow. And just like we were talking about those big quits, little quits, this is a little quit. So now you're reaching out for help, which is exactly what we want you to do. Tell me what the difference is. You can just type it in the Q&A. I'll get it after Anne. Type it in the Q&A and let me know what were you doing to get your 60 ounces in before, and why aren't you doing that now? Like, what has gotten in the way? Did something change? Did something happen? Heidi, that is such a good point. If someone else made the coffee or cleaned up at night, we would for sure thank them. So we need to thank ourselves. Girl, that's a truth, ain't it? All right, Anne. I know we got a lot of hands up now. I'm glad y'all got the memo to raise your hand. All righty. Let me see. Anne, I'm going to ask you to unmute. And I'm gonna ask you to turn your camera on. Can I hear you, Anne? There
Yeah,
you go.
here I am.
I can hear you.
Can you see me? Okay. I have been in the program like for 3 years and I have gained weight. But that being said, I feel like I have made a lot of progress mentally. And in the beginning, I lost a little bit of weight, but then, and I really tried hard to focus on the mental aspect of it. And I really do feel like I've healed a lot focusing on the mental things that you all teach. And I mean, I've had a background of eating disorders, and my mother still has an eating disorder at 83, and just a lot. But anyway, my accountability partner encouraged me to come on here because I still struggle with making a food plan. I do not want to do it. And I know all the things, I've heard all the things, and I just rebel against it.
Don't
Even
do
when
it.
Corinne says,
Don't
do it
do
on
it.
your fo food note,
Don't do it. Don't start there. I want to get the scale moving. I ain't worried about a plan. You're not going to lose a bit of weight writing a plan. Not a pound will be lost.
Okay.
I don't want you to do it. That's why we moved planning out of the beginning of the No BS Weight Loss Program. Because that's what people would say. I'm trying to write my plan. I'm just resistant to it. So then they wouldn't even get to doable hunger, which is the thing that's going to help them lose weight. I want you to go get that quick start guide. The quick start tracker, the very top of the No BS Weight Loss course page. Anybody's on here can grab that link for her. So you just go to the NoBSWoman.com courses, the No BS Weight Loss course at the very top. It's the quick start tracker.
I've looked at it and I've seen it, but I didn't redo it since it came out after I had I mean, I didn't
Yeah.
redo that
All
part.
you do is at the end of the day, you write down what you ate at the end of the day. Did you wait for hunger? Did you stop it enough? Start there. Let's get the scale moving.
Okay. And just to kind of do my plan at the end of the day.
You don't do a plan. You just write down what you ate.
Okay.
You just go through life and eat. And then when you see food, you're like, I would love to have a piece of pizza. Am I hungry? No. Okay, well, I'll wait then.
Okay.
Maybe I'll buy the pizza and heat it up later.
It's very hard.
Now, Marcy said, I wish I would have started after they got rid of the planning requirement. We did not get rid of the planning requirement. Planning, there's so many benefits to planning. I'm going to just tell you, there's a whole module in No BS about planning. We love planning. But if you are using planning to keep you from doing doable hunger, we have an option for you. Because we want to get the scale moving.
I think
That's
I'm
the
just using
whole
it to like
point.
ignore what I'm supposed to
Yes.
be doing.
100%.
Putting it off
100%.
another day. So, oh, well, I didn't do my plan today. I'll try to follow, but I didn't really do my plan.
Yes.
So the day was
Yes.
shot.
Yes. I want to requirement as is you weren't supposed to make a plan before you were allowed to be on a, we used to always say like make have you raised your you know before you raise your hand, have you made a plan? We used to always ask people that like whenever we were on calls, but that's the whole thing. You are using it as a crutch to keep you away from doable hunger.
Yeah. And I've even told my friends that I'm like, I know what they're going to say to me because I know the answers. Like, where's your data? Have you been drinking your water? Have you got your habit tracker? What are your percent? So
Yeah.
I know the answers. I've been following, I know I've been here.
Well, did you expect you? I don't think you knew the answer. Did you think I was going to say, don't make a plan?
No, not really.
No, you're like, no, you don't know we're going to all the time.
I didn't know
Tell
you
me
were going
different.
to say that.
I want you to lose weight. That's why you're here.
It is. It is. I think I've kind of lost sight of that too, because I've been focused so much on the mental part of healing.
And I'm glad you did that, but we need to get this scale moving.
Yeah, I do. I really do.
So,
So.
okay, what's the plan? How are you going to do it?
I'm just going to try and focus on doable hunger.
Try leaves room for failure. How are you going to do it? What's your plan? Where are you going to put this quick? When are you going to print it out? You going to print it out? You going to do it digitally?
Digitally.
You going to download it right after this call? So it's on your tablet?
Yes, I have an app,
Okay.
a food app that I track on. I just downloaded recently.
Okay. Are you counting calories and shit?
No, it's just
Okay,
write
good.
your food down, breakfast,
Oh,
lunch, dinner,
okay. Perfect.
and
So,
snack, and then it moves to the next day.
and then how are, so it doesn't have doable hunger on it. So how are you going to track doable hunger?
I did that chart, the habit tracker
Okay.
that
So
you
you got
talked about Wednesday.
your, okay.
I
You got the habit
re-downloaded
tracker.
that. I had it a long time ago, but
I
I,
know, isn't it so nice?
yes,
I
so I just
love
opened
it.
it, put it back on the phone,
That's what
and
I had to do. Okay,
had.
so we got that. How are you gonna know what time to do it? What time have you been tracking you? Have you been tracking your food or no?
I've been trying to make my plan in the morning and then doing the habit tracker at night.
Which one is easier? Do you like mornings better or nighttime better?
Nighttime.
So at night, before you go to bed, you're gonna write down what did I eat today? Did I wait for hunger? Did I stop it enough? That's it. Did you get your water? We do want to know that shit, like water and sleep. I mean, because it is important.
And water and sleep are not hard for me at all. Those are like
Okay.
easy.
Okay. So how are you gonna remember to ask yourself, am I hungry this next week?
I don't know. What do you suggest?
You've been here. What's some tricks you've heard that you're like, oh, that sounds like I could do that?
I don't know.
You work from home, you work out of the house. Where do you
I
work?
do. I work from home.
Oh, good. Girl, your house is about to be sticky note central.
Work from home. Yeah, and I do. I feel like I eat so much less than I did when I started the program. So I really don't know why I haven't lost weight. In fact, I've gained weight, except for that I switched to working from home. And I don't move as much as I used to because I don't have to leave the house.
You're overeating it somewhere.
Yeah.
You're either not waiting for hunger or you're eating fast enough, or both.
Or both.
A combination sometimes. Not every time, but sometimes.
Yeah.
Because how much weight have you gained?
Like 20 pounds in the last year.
20 pounds, 20 pounds in a year. So you're stopping at enough sometimes and you're waiting for hunger sometimes, or you would be way over now. So you're doing it some.
And I had lost like 20-ish pounds in the originally the beginning. So I'm kind of back to where I
How
was
did
when I
you do
started.
that?
Just follow just the initial no BS excitement, I guess.
Well, you had to do shit. You just weren't excited and the weight fell off. Just excited. It's like, woohoo! Oh my God, I lost 3 pounds. Where'd that go? No, you did shit. What'd you do?
Just the following the plan stuff in the
You
book,
didn't
and
follow your plan. No, that was not what got the weight off either. How'd you lose weight?
I guess doable hunger.
Okay. Did you ask yourself, am I hungry?
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah.
How? How'd you remember?
I just said it. Am I hungry?
Okay. So do you think you could do that again this time?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would still use some sticky notes.
Okay.
You can do hashtag bitch got goals. You can do just a question mark. Like on your refrigerator or in your pantry, you could print out a discovery worksheet. That's what I used to do. Thank you, Kathy Hartman. And I stuck it in my snack drawer.
That's a good idea.
Like just as a, like whatever. Like just all you need is just a, oh, that's right. I'm supposed to ask myself that. This is all, that's all you really need. Just
Yeah.
like a little interrupter.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah, like just anything. Just a like it could be a question mark. I mean, it could just be a blank one that's like, oh, that's there for that reason.
Yeah. I did clean out my pantry last weekend and threw away a gazillion things, like 2 garbage bags full. So it's all clean and nice and neat now.
Yeah.
That's better foods. All
Okay.
good. So
Yeah.
that'll be helpful. That's helpful in itself. There's less in there to clutter. You know how your mind is.
And you got an accountability group, you said? Did they download Habit Share?
Yes.
Are you sharing your habits with them?
Yes.
Oh, good. That's a
Yes.
good reminder too. So if you've got people and they're going to see it, you're probably going to be more
Yes.
likely to remember to ask yourself.
Yes. Great accountability partner.
So do you, how have you done like since you downloaded Habit Share the other day of asking yourself if you were hungry, stopping at enough?
50-ish percent.
Okay. I mean that, listen, that's a start, girl.
It makes you think about it to have to go do it, even
Yeah.
at the end of the day.
Which one do you struggle with the most?
I'm dinner.
No.
Stopping it enough and
At dinner. Okay,
yeah.
so let's talk about some strategies for dinner. This next week, you're gonna go all in. Who's your accountability partner?
Anissa.
Anissa, listen up.
She's on here.
You're gonna have to help her. So at dinner, what is your plan? To stop it enough at dinner. You have heard strategies in this membership. You just don't want to say them because you're afraid
Smaller
you're going to have to do
plate,
them.
no seconds. Those would be the things I would do. Smaller plate, no seconds. Halftime method.
Okay. Do they sound doable to you?
Yes, they do. They do.
Okay.
But then I get hungry like 2 hours later before bed.
Perfect. So this is what you're going to do. When you get to, so which one are you going to try? The halftime method, you're going to do just a smaller plate, you're going to do no seconds, whatever.
I usually like the smaller plate and no seconds. That's the one I like better. Tend to go to. But
Okay.
then I find about, we eat earlier because my husband has a lot of GI issues, and so he likes to eat earlier. But then I find about 8 o'clock, 8:30, I'm hungry again, and
Okay,
it's
so what
not
time are you eating?
usually sometimes anywhere between 5 to 5:30.
Okay, well, you at 8:30, you might really be hungry again because it should last about 3 to 4 hours. What you going to eat then?
Sometimes I'll eat a little mini bag of that Skinny Pop, the 0.5 ounce, or a mini Cleo bar.
Okay, I think that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You eat when you're hungry, you stop it enough. If you're hungry, you eat. I think you're making it mean it's a problem that you're eating a small snack at 8:30.
I do.
What if
Yeah.
it's not a problem?
Because I feel like I shouldn't be eating after dinner.
Why? Who said?
Just my mind says you shouldn't eat
Yeah.
after dinner.
Hunger trumps it all. Now, if you are someone who is like, if you have GI issues, maybe you don't want to eat after dinner. So maybe if you have a GI issue, then and you get the terrible GERD or whatever when you lay down, then maybe you get to dinner and you eat two or three more bites because you know that's going to give you a little bit more mileage because you go to bed at 9 and you'll just go on and go to bed. It's fine. But if you don't struggle with GERD and you want to have a, you just are like, I'm hungry. What time you go to bed?
10:30, 11.
A little small bag of Skinny Pop or a little, you know, whatever. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. This
Okay.
is your, this is what works for you, not what works for me or what works for Corinne.
Okay.
There are people who are diabetic that eat every night before they go to bed, keep their sugar up.
All right, I'll try that. I'll
And
try to
don't
get out of
judge
my
yourself.
own
We're going
head.
hunger and enough. Hunger and enough.
Yeah.
That's it. And I do want to work on planning at some point because it is important and I love planning and it's so good.
Okay. I
It's
can't just
lovely.
continue this forever.
Yeah.
Planning at night or doing afterwards.
You can, but I mean, I do want to see why you're so resistant to planning. I'm not going to do that today, but
Okay.
here's what you got homework in. I want you to do this for a week.
Okay.
Are you in Facebook?
Yeah.
Tag me next Friday. Let me know. Give me your stats. We all going to be looking for it too.
Okay.
Now you got a bunch of accountability partners.
What stats would those be?
How many times did
Okay.
you wait for hunger? Like percentage. This percentage of time I waited for hunger. This
Okay.
percentage of time I stopped at enough.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I can do that.
And let us know what the, you know, any weight loss, like let us know.
Okay.
No pressure.
No pressure.
No pressure, Ann.
No pressure at all. That's okay. Thank you
None.
so much, MJ.
But that's, I mean, but that's what we're here for, right? Like we're here to hold each other
I
accountable.
know.
We are here to help you get your goals. That's what, I mean, that's what you join No BS for. And that's, we're good at that.
It's true, and I need to get going because it's been a long time.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
know.
I know that I'm not alone in that. I know there's other people
100% you're not alone.
out
I'm so
there.
glad you raised your hand. I mean, I honestly, you should see the chat. There's people in here just like you. And I would
I
challenge all of y'all to do the same damn thing I just did to Ann.
Well, it's easy to get sidetracked and not and listen to and focus on all these other issues I have, and but and I do feel like I've made huge progress in other
Yeah,
areas,
I
but
love that. I mean, I love that you've seen the value of it in ways other than weight loss. I mean, that's great. But your goal was to lose weight.
It was. And I do need to for my own health. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's just get to what, like, if the fastest path to weight loss is doable hunger.
It is. I do believe that 100%.
And if for anybody, I mean, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to make sure I'm perfectly clear on this because people will hear this and be like, well, MJ said we didn't have to plan. It's not what I said at all. Planning is such a huge benefit in so many ways. It keeps us from grab assing. It keeps us from, like, just eating what we feel like. The person that writes your plan has got weight loss in mind. The person who writes your plan has your health and wellness in mind. It's got the busyness of your day in mind. And we want that person planning our food, right? We don't want just let me just grab something. We don't want that person in charge of our health and our wellness. However, if you are legit using the plan to not follow doable hunger, let's at least get the scale moving because what do we know? We know motivation follows action. We know that momentum builds over time. So instead of spending all this time working on why does Ann not want to plan or why do you not want to plan, let's get into some action, into some motivation. Then what's going to happen, Ann, is it's the back way of getting y'all to plan. You're going to see you're basically eating the same thing over and over and over again. 2 or 3 months from now, when you're down 20 pounds, you're like, oh my God, this dual hunger is not so terrible. And then I look back, I'm eating the same thing for breakfast every flipping day. It's the same thing. Wonder if I could just plan breakfast. Just write a plan for breakfast. I'm not gonna plan the rest of my day. Okay? And then we can ease you into seeing that like there are patterns. I do order the same thing every single time I go to this restaurant. I do always go on Thursday at lunch, whatever it is. And you'll start to see your patterns, and then planning doesn't feel so big. It doesn't feel so daunting. And you've got some momentum. You've got some wind beneath your wings. And then you will want to try something else.
That's true. It does feel daunting and overwhelming.
Yes, but what's going to happen is you're going to start to see, God Almighty, I ate same three things for lunch every single day. Wonder, could I just write those three things down? And then when lunch happens, I'll pick one of them. Voila, we've written a plan. But we're not worried about that now. We're not going to worry about that now. I just want you to get some weight. I want you to get some momentum. I want you to get what you came here for.
My husband does too. I've paid a lot of money over 3 years.
Right. I want you to get what you came here for. And I'm going to
Me
tell
too.
you, Anne, you don't even know how grateful I am that you raised your hand. I mean, I am
Oh, thank
so
you.
grateful. And I am going to tell y'all, everybody, in my sound of my voice right now, if you are not getting weight loss and you're not using Facebook and you're scared and you don't want anybody to know, maybe you're ashamed. I don't know. Email me. I'm begging y'all to email me. Please. Or use Ask Coaches. Y'all, we got 7,000 fucking members. Do you know how many people asked Ask Coaches yesterday? 30 out of 7,000 people. And I know there's a lot of y'all out there eating and drinking and acting like wooing it up or like Ann. I'm so thankful that you like said something. But I'm literally hit reply to any email you ever got from us and talk to me there or post in Facebook if you want to or raise your hand on a call or go to Ask Coaches. I mean, you got so many ways to get help. And I'm going to tell you something. You just changed a lot of people's attitudes and opinions. And I pray that y'all just reach out and get some help if you're in Ann's boat. Because you ain't paddling alone, girl. I bet there's a lot of people over there just right along with you, just paddling along. Just, I love this. I love listening to people cuss and yell at me. And it's so fun. And I've changed my life, but I haven't lost any weight. Like, and they're all in the, y'all, they're all in the boat together. I say we all get off the boat. We need to get on a different boat.
Definitely. Thank you, MJ.
You let me know now, Ann.
I will. I'll tag
Tag me, Ann.
you.
Do you mind saying what your last name is? Because I'm gonna write it down.
Combs, COMBS.
COMBS. Ann Combs. Don't let me have to confine you in.
Okay.
Don't make me come after you. Track you down.
Okay. All right. Thank you,
All right.
MJ.
Bye.
Bye.
Because I'll come hunt you down. I will come find y'all. I'm gonna, you know what, Ann? You just got yourself on a, I'm gonna write me a sticky note. I'm gonna write me a sticky note right now. Friday. Friday. Because if I, it's just on this sheet of paper, I never remember it. I'll lose it. I'll be flipping through it on Friday, being like, what was that one I was saying? Ann Combs. Ba-bam. You made it to a sticky note. And I'm gonna put it right here in front of me on this here computer. It's written. It is written. You can run, but you can't hide. All right. I'm serious. And I know, I mean, if Anne probably was like, why the hell are you yelling at me? There is no reason that anybody, listen to me what I'm going to tell you. There is no reason that everybody in this membership is not losing weight. There is no reason for it. Not when you got the help you got here. You got me, you've got Kathy, you've got Betsy, you've got Lisa, you've got Lizzie, you've got Corinne, you got all of us. Literally, if you notice your scale is not moving, you reach out immediately. Immediately. There is no reason the scale is not going down. And here's what happens. Instead of saying, MJ, Corinne, coaches, and ask coaches, I'm in Facebook, please help me. You're like, I should have known it. It's me. I know what I'm doing. Just like Ann said, I know what you were going to say. You don't know what I was going to say. Please. I mean, I don't know how to beg any harder. I don't even know how to beg any harder. It's not, your question is important. I know y'all growing up, whatever, no, people said you wasn't important and you didn't matter and what you wanted didn't matter. And somebody told you your question was stupid. So now you're afraid to ask questions. Let all that shit go. Just please let us help you. God bless. I'm on a soapbox. This is not a ask me anything, and somehow I've turned into the soapbox. Sorry about that, y'all. You know, I just get so frustrated when y'all don't ask for help. I just get so frustrated. And it's because I want more for y'all. I want it for y'all. I want it for y'all more. When we say we want it more and you want it for yourself, swear to God it's true. It just breaks my heart, y'all. I mean, it breaks my heart. When I see people cancel and they've given up on themselves, and I know I didn't, I look at the cancellation list. I'm like, I didn't even know they were a member. I didn't even know they were a member. They never reached out. And it just, oh God, it just, I mean, it just breaks my heart. I literally, because, and the reason they quit is because they think something's wrong with them and they think they're broken because somebody told them they were. They think that they're not important and they're not, that nobody can help them and they're past help. And they should already know this and they can should be able to figure it out. And they won't. Just y'all don't even know how just it tears me up inside. It tears me up inside. All right, I'm gonna quit doing that. I'm going back to Anonymous about water. Talk about water. Anonymous, she said the weather has changed. Girl, I'm gonna just tell you something. This is so common. That right now, do you know I have got water, I mean ice in here. I drank room temperature water for years. And now if it ain't got ice in it, I don't want it. And I noticed my water was dipping. And I was like, okay, what else could I add to it? What else do I think I could put in it? And it was ice. So when weather changes, when things happen, it's cooler. Maybe Anonymous, you start drinking during the day and in the evenings, a decaf, like a tea, like an herbal tea or something. And it's a little bit warm. Okay. See how else you want your water. Maybe you're ice water person, and now during the winter time, you're a room temperature water person. Because I'm gonna tell you, I have gone from like big jugs of water that wouldn't even fit in a cup holder. And that was the best way to get water. And then I noticed my water was slipping. I'm like, what the fuck? Then I would buy a 30-ounce water bottle. And then I would be drinking that. And then I wouldn't. And I'm like, then I would do a 40-ounce water bottle. Several times I've had to go back to just, I know, plastic, just bottles of water, like the 16 ounces of water, and set them all out so I could see it in front of me, get it all in. And now here I am in I've gone through plain water. Don't want any flavoring in it. And then I'm like, I hate this water. And then I go get flavoring. And then I'm drinking one flavoring. I don't like it. And then I have to switch. Just play around with it. Because in different seasons, you're gonna, you're gonna drink your water different ways. I know, Diane, I have to be careful with my first sip because every once in a while, a piece of ice gets in my straw and then I swallow it. And it does. It stick my head. It does. I just bought me a counter ice machine. I sure did. I did. And somebody said she started. I started filling this shit up and putting it by my bed at night. And I've been getting water at night. I know it's so weird how your water changes. You know, like how you want your water. Corinne's been drinking that Xtend for I don't know how long. And she still ain't tired of it. I don't know how she's not tired of it. I would be tired of it by now. Listening says, will you please address private coaching for life issues other than eating? I realize this stuff will spill over into eating, just like we had Melissa on a little bit ago. She's not eating because she loves food. She's eating over her son. We're eating over our mamas having dementia. We're eating over telling ourselves that we have too much to do. I'm going to tell you something. Private coaches probably coach diet, like, no BS, doable hunger, but 5% of the time. The rest of it's all the other stuff that gets in the way, the reasons that we eat. Because it's never about the food, y'all. It is something else going on. We're eating for something. We're eating out of boredom. We're eating because we're anxious. We're eating because we're worried. And that's what we do in private coaching. Because thank you for asking that. But we coach through relationships. We coach through self-love. We coach through all of that something. All of that. We work on really more than any weight loss, really. I give myself the excuse that we have too much going on, travel, remodeling, mom in hospital. Biggest issue, I'm knowing I'm at enough or knowing I'm not hungry and grabbing something anyway. I heard you say the other day, you're just a few bites each meal from losing weight. I know that's true. And I continue, I'll start again tomorrow shit. Just like we talked about with the first caller today. You gotta call bullcrap on yourself sometimes. I notice I keep thinking it's not gonna matter. I'll start again tomorrow, but I say that every day. At this point, I'm calling it out for the lie that it is. It's not true. I say that every day and I never start. You have to. Sometimes your excuse, the reasons that you're not doing something or you are doing something turn into permissive. And we don't want to be permissive of ourselves. Girl, you say that every, this is what my inner voice sounds like. I mean, Kathy's probably like, oh, sweet Kathy. Mine is like, girl, you said it every damn day. It ain't gonna happen. If it did, you said it yesterday and you didn't do it today. You said it the day before and you didn't do it yesterday. There's no difference. You're not gonna say it today and do it tomorrow. You just have to call yourself out on it sometimes. You just have to. Kay. I know I took up a lot of, I'm sorry, y'all. I was talking and talking and talking and talking, and then I took up time. Y'all could have been getting coached. My bad. Couldn't help myself. Anytime I can talk about how much I love y'all and want the best for y'all, I can't help myself. Kay.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, I did have a what you were talking about calling yourself on your own bullshit,
Oh, good.
and I've noticed mine. Basically, on the scale, if I have like a unexpected loss, I feel like I can take the brakes off. I think you talked about that on Wednesday too. And that kind of resonated with me because I do see myself doing that. I've had, scale drama where I've gotten to a point, like I've taken the whole course, the scale drama course, and I don't, the scale doesn't go down like I want. I don't fuck it anymore. I just, I've talked about it and I look at it and I say, okay. Just continue on, just continue on. And if I meet my goal, I'm like, okay, all right, good. I continue on. But like last weekend, last Friday, I got a bonus. I went further than I thought. I met my goal and then some. And
Okay.
then I thought I could see myself over the weekend. I mean, I actually did see myself over the weekend and say, oh, I can have that extra cookie. I've got extra. I've got extra. Or having some more drinking more on Sunday, when I usually don't drink. And I'm noticing that it's almost like if I get a bonus, I spend it, which is no
Okay.
helpful. Is not
Yeah.
helpful to where I'm at. It's just that feeling like, it's like, okay, I can take a break. That's it. Maybe that's that feeling. Like I'm thinking, okay, yeah, oh,
Take
I
a
can
break
take a
from
break.
what, though? Take a break from what?
I can take a break from making all the good and better choices. I mean, I do plan. I plan, good food. Just making. It's just those things that are just coming up. Like, if there's like that extra cookie, like I'll plan one cookie instead of two. Like last week, like let's say last week, the cookie example. I could take a break. I've got room for that extra cookie.
What's your
I've
weight
got
loss
room
goal?
for this
What's your weight
drink.
loss goal?
175.
How many pounds you got left to go?
I've got about 30.
So is that extra pound a bonus pound, or is that a pound you was planning on losing anyway?
There's a pound I was planning on losing anyway, but it went past my milestone. Like I'll have certain milestones that I'm planning on making, taking. So that's why I'm thinking of it as it was more than expected, as opposed to less than I expected or what I expected, but I lost more than I expected, which I agree. It doesn't make any sense. It's on my plan, it could almost come into like in maintenance. Like, if I get down to maintenance, I and if I lose weight, I'm like, oh, do I have, I can eat more. And that's not sustainable. That thought about,
So
like, I don't
what
want to
thought?
spend my bonus. Like, I want to just keep on going. Like, I want to put my bonus
It's not a bonus.
into
It's
or,
not a bonus. If my
I
goal
don't
is to
know.
make $500, and then my goal is to make $100 a week for 5 weeks to get to my $500, then and I make $200 one week, I'm like, shit, that's not a bonus I'm gonna spend. Because my ultimate goal is $500. So let's say you need to make $100 a week in order to get to your $500. $100 a week, and it's going to take me 5 weeks to get $500. 1 week, I get $200. What do I say to myself?
Did I get my $200?
Got $200. So damn, this ain't going to take me but 4 weeks. I thought it was going to take five. Now it's going to take four. That's awesome.
Yeah, and so then I'm like, oh, I'm ahead.
I'm
So I guess
ahead.
that
So
works. I'm
I'm on.
ahead, so I can maybe take a little. Like I don't need to. I mean, honestly, the way my brain works, like if we go at work, yeah, I'm just
Yeah.
like, oh, okay, I'm
It's
on.
like,
I'm
how?
ahead, so now I could take a little break. I don't have to keep on going because I can make because I've already got room to make it up. I've got room to. If I continue on, I've got room and I'm still going to make my goal. I'm still going to get my 500.
Would you not like to have $500 in your pocket sooner?
Yes, I would. Yes, I definitely would. I definitely would. It's that feeling that I can take a break for a moment. It's not like I'm taking a break for the whole week. It's that
I want you to
feeling,
think, okay, so let's think about this. If you, how often do you get to take this bonus?
Rarely. That's why I'm thinking of it as a bonus, like at work. I don't get a bonus every month. I don't get a bonus even every quarter. I mean, it's like probably once or twice a year that I get a bonus. So it's like, And I don't do that. Like at work, I put, if I get something, I get extra money, like you said. I don't go out. Well, what, something I might do is I might get my nails done, but I wouldn't spend my whole bonus. Like, that's it. Maybe that's it. I got something extra. I will do something nice for myself.
Love it. Good.
Yes.
No, that's
So
so
that
good to
is a habit
know.
that I do. I will do something nice for myself.
What
And
can
so
you do
that's good.
nice for yourself other than overeat?
Yeah. That's yeah. And that's the thing. Like if I have for financially with money, I'm like, I'm not going to spend the whole thing, but I may go out and get myself, I may spend some of the money, but
Okay.
I don't want to spend any of my weight loss. So that's
Oh,
what
so
about my
good. So that's how it
so
differs
that's
from
funny.
money. I don't mind spending my bonus money. If I get a bonus at work, I'll spend a little bit of it, but my bonus weight loss, I want to keep using. I mean, I'm gonna keep going.
Yeah, I don't want to spend any of it.
I
And I'm
don't
just
want to
trying to
spend.
figure out, like you said, like how do I get
I
that
think,
feeling that I'm taking a break
but Kay, I want you to see the
or,
difference that thought would make. Okay, so you get on the scale and you lose an extra pound. Okay. You're like, girl, if this was money, I'd get my nails done, but it ain't. Now I'm gonna keep on going. I might spend my money if I had money bonus, but I ain't gonna spend this weight loss bonus.
Yes, I don't want to spend my weight loss bonus. Yes, I do not.
But just even that thought difference.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I
I
don't
just,
want to spend it.
your bonus, how you're gonna spend it, is getting out of weight loss quicker and getting into maintenance faster. Because
Say that again.
when you spend your weight loss bonus, you're adding extra time to weight loss.
Yes. Yeah, because if I had like a savings goal, I'm
You're
likely to
adding
spend
extra
it.
time. You're adding extra time till you can get in a smaller pant size.
Yeah, that's true.
By spending this bonus, what am I losing? What's it costing me? It's costing me more days in weight loss. It's costing me because it sounds like you're not in love with it after you eat the cookie.
It's temporary. Yeah, it's just
You're not,
temporary.
but you then on the back end, you're like, why do I keep doing this to myself? It's not something you want to keep doing.
No, because it's not I don't know if I'm really, I'm not quite sure what I'm getting out of it. That's it. What am I getting out of it? Because it's a pattern, so I've got to get something out of it.
Tell
Other
me
than just a
about, okay,
cookie.
so
Because
I
if
want
it
you
was
to
a
tell
cookie, then it
me.
was a drink.
So is it typically like, what do you typically tell yourself about drinking?
It's just something I just like to do. I mean, not every day or anything like
Yeah,
that. Like
yeah, yeah.
it's something that basically just like I'll do it on Saturday or a holiday or vacation. It's just part of relaxing and enjoyment.
How hard is it to stop it enough?
Hard. What the hell? No. I'm on a GLP at one, so it's not
Okay.
it's a lot easier
What
with
I'm
that
trying
than
to
it used
get
to
at, I
be.
wonder if there's any, well, okay. Well, maybe I am onto something. A GLP-1, you're on a GLP-1, and your hunger cues are dimmer. Like you're not eating as much. Like your food chatter is less. So it probably has cut out a lot of grab-assing and overeating in that way. Okay. So what? Okay, so are there foods that you're eating when you get your bonus? I even hate calling it that, but when you exceed your goal for the week, are there foods that you're including that you're not including now that you're on a GLP-1?
No. I mean, it was like one time. So it was like last weekend and that was it. But then when I heard you on Wednesday, I was like, yeah, I just did that. And that's not something to keep doing. So kind of need to stop that.
I would honestly just try this thought on. Because if you're in a GLP-1, you might get a good many, you might start to see some bonuses coming in.
Yeah, and that's why I want to get ready, because I'm like, I saw it once and I was like, oh, well, you mentioned it on Wednesday. I said, yeah, I just did that.
But even
You
that thought
know.
of, even that thought of, this is not money. This is weight loss. I do like to spend a little bit of my money bonus, but I don't want to spend any of this weight loss extra.
Yeah, I could try that on. Yeah, let me try that on. Hopefully, you're right, and there'll be many more bonuses in my future.
Right? It's a good thing to, that's a good problem to work on, to have to work
Yes,
on.
yeah, I've got something to think of. Like, I don't want to spend it right now.
And then I want you to also think about, I want you to go and make a list of everything non-food related that could be a celebration of exceeding your weight loss goal during the week.
Yeah, that's it. This kind of comes down with non-scale bonus. You know, it's not ways to spend my
Yes.
non ways to celebrate me. I'm not spending my bonus, but I'm going to celebrate myself for
Yes.
something else in a different way to celebrate. So yeah.
And
Find a
then
different way
I
to
really
celebrate.
want you to listen for hard language, that things are hard or it's difficult or whatever. Because a lot of times what happens is when we want a break, it's because we're not including things, or all week long you say, like, be nice if I could have that, but I can't have it anymore. And you need a break from those thoughts. Like, would be nice, but I'm never gonna lose this weight if I don't. That's the stuff we need a break from. If you're creating a life you want with food and doable hunger, and you think it's lovely and you always speak about it in a lovely way, you don't need a break from that.
Yeah, and I'm trying to get to that point. Like, I don't need a break from brushing my teeth. I think somebody said that, you know. I
Yes.
do it twice a day because,
Because you have a
but I want
lovely
that
story about
feeling.
it.
Yeah, I
Like, you
want
don't
that
want to lose
feeling.
your teeth. You don't want them to be yellow, crusty. You don't want to have
Yes.
bad breath. Like, you have all these lovely thoughts about why it's so
Yeah.
important.
Or I don't want the negatives of not brushing my teeth. I don't like that. I just don't like the way it
Yes.
feels. And I'm trying to get that way with
So
habits.
try to watch out for that language around, like, when you're doing things or you're making a plan, make sure you're not making a plan like, well, I mean, I. Now, here you go with this GLP. Well, I got to get protein. I don't really want that, but I don't want my hair to fall out either, so I got
Oh,
to
how'd you
work
know
out.
that? Yeah, my protein is just—it's just too much. But yeah, I see. I don't know how anybody meets those protein goals.
Yeah, but if you're being more protein forward and you're having shitty talk about it, then of course, whenever you on the weekend, you're like, well, fuck protein right now. I got a bonus. And like,
Yeah,
make
that's a good
sure about the
point.
talk that you have about what you're planning, what you're eating, how you're eating it, what that looks like is not crap that you need a break from.
Yeah, I think that's there, because I've been putting protein forward, like doing my planning. That's what they said, is plan around protein first, plan around protein first. And I've been
And
doing
so,
that.
and
I've been doing that.
the things you're going off plan with are not protein.
Yes. Yeah. Because they don't.
So here's
They
the
are the
thing.
things that are like put towards the back, because I've got to put protein first. But I
Okay, see,
want to
that's what
put
I was
protein
trying to
first.
get to. Okay, that's the issue. So we got to watch how you talk about protein. Because right now it's like it's so hard, nobody can ever meet these goals. It's at whatever. See, I'm protein forward, but here's my thought about it. Well, first of all, I ask myself a question. What things can I get? Y'all, I mean, I'm eating more processed foods because I'm getting a protein sweet and protein whatever. So when I'm getting my protein in, I'm like, what foods can I have that have protein in them? How can I be? I mean, I get those Quest chips because I love chips, but the Quest chips have protein in them. They got a lot of additives and shit, but we ain't gonna worry about that today.
Yeah, I'm getting, like, I'm putting the protein shakes and putting protein in my coffee, and the bone broth, that helps, because you're just not that hungry anymore. But it's that feeling, like I think you mentioned it about, in terms of, maybe I think, oh yeah, I get to give my muscles protein or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lose my hair this
Yeah, I'm
week.
not gonna lose my hair. That's what I've been, because I think I haven't had a lot of the side effects, because I've been getting a lot of more protein in. I think that's part of it, which is a good thing, you know, which is a good thing. I'm not getting the side. This is the reason why I'm not getting, you know, a lot of those negative side effects that people talk about. Yeah, but I got, yeah, it's a self-talk right there.
That's what you're needing a break from, is the pressure of protein.
Yeah. Dang, I hadn't even thought about it that way.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Because I still plan good foods, but even my good foods are like something that's okay. You like I like popcorn, and popcorn's good for fiber. You need fiber, and
So
so
everything,
yeah.
see, okay, right now, the way you're talking about your food is all about how to get my nutrients in. And you still should enjoy your food.
Which is a good thing. I want to get my nutrients in and things that I like too. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Yeah. No, I think this is good. This is giving me some good
So what do
thoughts.
you want to think about? Like, how are you going to include the food you love and still get your protein in?
Already kind of doing that. It's just the amount and it balanced against. Like I like salmon, so I eat that. It's just that once I've eaten and stopped at enough. I'm not meeting my protein goal. Like I'm like most of my meals are protein forward.
So how are you going to
And I'm
get more
getting it in different
protein in?
ways.
Like Liz said, she's drinking two Core Power protein shakes a day. That's 52 grams.
Yeah, they put for me 142 grams. So if I've got like 40 grams of protein per meal plus a snack, it's just I'm just not eating all of that.
Are you
That's
doing
it.
the
I'm
clear? Are
planning
you
it.
doing the clear protein in your water?
The what? Never
Clear
heard of
protein in your water.
Never. Oh, that's a. I haven't heard of that.
That's
Clear
a thing.
protein?
I've got clear protein
Okay.
in my water right now. It's on our faves page under resources, the one I use. Put it in with a
Okay.
frother. I usually use one scoop. I don't, a lot of people are putting two scoops in. Two scoops is 30 grams of protein. And I usually do one scoop per 30. So that's 15, 30, 45 grams just in my water.
And it doesn't taste like it, like it tastes like
It's
water.
clear. Yeah.
Oh, all right, I'll give that a try. That may help. That helps. Okay. That gave me a
Yes.
little weight. That took off a
Yeah. Megan says, I
that
get
took off the
150 every day by sneaking protein into everything. And Marcy says, it is true. Be careful because too much protein is not good either. 100%, that's true.
Yeah, it is just
But if
that
your doctor's
number.
telling you and you're wanting to follow your doctor's orders and you're under a doctor's care, then I am not a doctor at all.
No, that'll help. That'll help. Something that just can
Chris.
fit into what I'm already doing.
Yeah.
Like that, if I could just put it in my water with a frother, that
Absolutely.
works. Like putting some in my coffee works. Putting, you know, reducing my creamer and using protein shake instead. I like that tip. Those sort of things
Yes,
I
like
like.
little ways that
Yeah,
you can
yeah.
do it instead. I love it.
I
I
like
love it,
that.
Kay.
Yeah. I like that. Okay, that can work for me.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
We finally got to it.
Yeah, thank you. This is very helpful. I appreciate
Yes.
it. All
All right.
right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Somebody asked about is it easy to mix in. I have a frother and I talked about it this week. I changed the battery in my frother. It's much easier to blend when your frother has new batteries. There's that. Other people are using, I've seen several people post in Facebook about a clear protein they're using and whatnot. Heidi, this will be the last one, y'all. I'll pull up Heidi. Y'all understood the assignment about raise your hand though. I love that. Promote up. Maybe your Heidi might not want to. Are you not wanting to come up, Heidi? Okay. Evie. Evie? 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 We'll find out. We're about to find out what her name is. We'll see. Okay.
Hey, it's Evie.
Hey. It's what? It's Evie?
Yeah, it's Evelyn, so it's Evie. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Okay.
And I didn't realize it was still on Evie Machete, so Okay, I totally know that my issue is not the food. And last week, I was digging, and I came to this realization that I'm like, oh my God, Corinne's correct on everything.
She usually is.
So I am dealing with a lot. I've been basically working 65 plus hours for about it's been over a year. And I'm exhausted. I'm 49. I'm not like in my 20s anymore. And what I realized that I was doing, because sleep has been a problem, but I realize I'm like coming home from my second job, and then I'm like, I'm gonna sit in front of the computer and watch a little Netflix and play Monopoly, and then I eat. And then I'm not done eating because I'm overeating. And then I finish eating, but my Monopoly game's not done. So I'm staying up late. So that's an issue, and me staying up late is causing all these things. But basically, what I got to, and I wasn't even realized I was doing this, I'm constantly telling myself I'm exhausted, and I'm also constantly going, this, I don't see this ever ending. This is not what I want my life to be. I had a very toxic marriage, and I'm trying to move on from that, but I've got a lot of debt because of health problems. And now, on top of this, I've got like $10,000 worth of work that needs to be done on my teeth. And just, I don't see like this coming to an end. And I feel like I'm probably finally ready to date, but I can't because I'm exhausted and working. So I have shitty thinking, clearly, but it's like real. Like, it's real life. So I'm like, and then I started thinking because, like, there have been times in my life that I've worked two jobs. And yeah, a lot of it was in my 20s. So I did have more energy, but I was like, I wasn't going, oh, this sucks. My life doesn't, like, my life has been on hold because I had this 20-year horrible marriage and now I want to live and I can't. It was more like, I'm going to set myself up to win. I want to do these things. And so it's like, I know where I need to be. Like, I know what my thinking needs to be. And I'm just not sure how to shift it. So I'm like in a lot of victim and a lot of hopeless. Yeah.
Why are you working that many hours?
Because I have vertigo for 6 months and had zero income. So I put everything on credit cards. So I have a lot of debt.
Okay. So, what do you want to think about working 80 hours a week?
Wow, I kind of want to cry. You know what, MJ, to tell you the truth, like, I don't even have a positive thought about it. It's just, I'm tired of this and I don't want to do it anymore.
Okay. You could file for bankruptcy.
I thought of that.
Okay.
She looked into it a little bit last week, but because of the pending tooth stuff, like, it's going to be at least a little while.
Well, why don't you just get them all pulled and get false teeth?
Because, again, it's still like $10,000.
Okay. You could go to a school where they have dentistry and have them do it.
Oh, I don't like that idea. Like, I know that.
Okay, but I'm wanting you to see you've got options.
Okay.
There are options for you.
Okay.
Why have you decided you want to work and try to pull yourself out of this? Why is it important to you?
Because when I was married, he was a spender and I did file bankruptcy. And after the divorce, I promised myself I'd never do that because it was, I really recognized that I was not living integrity with myself. I was living on his rules.
Okay.
So I didn't want to be that person anymore.
Okay. I
Even
love
though,
that.
like, this wasn't from spending, this was, I became fully disabled for 6 months. But it's still this, I don't want to be the person I was in the marriage.
So good. So that's why you're doing all these, making these choices for yourself right now. You're living in integrity with yourself.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that so much. How does it feel when you think I'm working 80 hours because I want to live in integrity with myself? I couldn't for a long time, and now I am.
Better.
Yeah.
It's better. My head still instantly jumps in and goes, but I'm exhausted. When is this going to end?
Right. is good. Exactly. You are exhausted. Probably physically and mentally exhausted.
Yeah.
So we can't, we can work on the mentally exhausted too. Even just this little shift in your thought is going to help. How can you help yourself be less physically exhausted?
Choose sleep. I feel like the coming home and watching Netflix and playing Monopoly and eating, I think I was. Again, like last week, I came to that realization. I think I'm doing it because, like, I'm getting home from a second job, and I think my chatter that I'm not fully aware of is going, I'm exhausted. When is this going to end? And those three things together are shutting up the voice. And then I'm staying up late, and like the exhaustion's compounding everything.
Yeah. Okay. So, what do you want to say to yourself when you get home and you're physically exhausted? Just exhausted. Physically. And your brain is like, you know what we need? We need a snack and some Monopoly and Netflix. What do
And
you want to say?
really,
Yeah.
yeah, I am exhausted, and the food and the Netflix is not going to help with that, and it's okay for me to go to bed.
Okay. How does that feel when you just say that?
That feels good. Fear jumps in and goes, can I actually do that? But that it feels good.
Okay. Yeah, you even took a breath.
Yeah.
So I feel like that is going to be a relief for you. And fear jumps in and says, am I going to be able to do that?
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
It's just going to bed. I go to bed every night.
I go to bed every night. I love it. Just going to do it a little bit earlier tonight.
Yeah.
And I like it from even like, what if you even do it from like curiosity? Like, I wonder, I'm always tired. Like, what if today I just go to bed early? Like, I know that's really what I need is sleep, right? So, what if I just today do that and see how I feel tomorrow?
Yeah.
Just lab coat time. Put it
Yeah.
on. See what happens.
I know that I've had that as a plan.
But you've probably been like, we can't do this anymore. You're going to have to start going to bed. If you don't, did I just get in your brain? Sorry.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm like, this is stupid. Yeah, it's more of a
Oh, yeah. I hate it when people get in my brain.
yeah, it's an angry, blaming voice.
Okay, so that didn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what like when you say, but I've given you a whole different just for today. I'm gonna see how I feel. I'm gonna see how I feel tomorrow. I know I feel today. I feel really tired and exhausted. I wonder if just today, one time only, I just see how I feel tomorrow if I just go to bed tonight.
Wow, that's gentle and curious.
Huh. No, that's crazy, right? Nuts. It's like what Corinne teaches. It's nuts.
Yeah, I've noticed I'm pretty mean to myself. I'm every time I catch it, I work on it, but I'm like, every time I think I cleared something, I'm like, I'm still being an asshole.
Right? Yeah. But what if, like, just today, like, just today, see what happens. See how I feel. Maybe I don't feel better. I don't know, but we'll figure it out. Just see what happens.
I like that. So on the other side of that, how do I work on the thoughts? Because I think I'm mentally exhausted too. But again, I think I'm more mentally exhausted because I'm being a dick.
Yeah, probably.
So how, when I get into that space of I don't see this ending for like 3 years, or like even if I do file bankruptcy, like 9 months at least, like how do I shift out of that thinking, because it's like I know it's asleep, but I also like it's in the last week, I'm like it's that constant, this is never going to end. I'm not going to get my life back. I want to do stuff and I'm
Right. Well, you just said it was going to end. You just gave me two time frames. It's going to end.
yeah.
You just gave me two definitive times. So you do know it's going to end. It's either
Yeah.
going to end because I'm out of debt in 3 years, or it's going to end because I filed bankruptcy. It will end. And if I get too tired and I get too overwhelmed and I get too exhausted, I've always got bankruptcy. I can pull a trigger right then if I need to. If I have to, I can. But for now, I want to do it this way. I'm gonna try it this way.
So just gently kind of remind myself it is ending.
It's gonna end. It will. And I have a card I can pull if I need to. I got the rip cord I can pull. I don't want to, but I have it. If it gets to be too much, I have it.
Man, talking to myself the way that you're talking to me right now would really massively shift things. What about the conflicting thoughts of, I don't think I can make it 3 years? Like, it's been about a year and a half, and I'm worn out.
Yeah, but
That's
why are you worn out? But here's the thing, like, why are you worn out, right?
because I'm not going to bed and because
I
I'm
don't.
talking to myself like an asshole.
Yeah, so here's the conversation though around that.
Okay.
I've been hateful to myself and I haven't been giving myself rest. And I know I can about get a year and a half out of that. And I got 3 years left to go. How am I gonna get there? I'm gonna need some sleep. I'm just gonna need some sleep. And I'm gonna tell you something. The talking to yourself like an, you're like every time I hear myself talking like an asshole to myself, like I try to change it and I work on it. If you've got fatigue on board too, it's
It's hard.
so much harder.
It is.
I mean, you tied one hand behind your back at that point. You just have. Get some sleep. That is gonna. You will be so amazed at what that does for you. There is a reason that people are tortured by not getting sleep. I mean, it's the truth, right? Like that's a torture, tactic for people, which is it will make you go nuts.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. It's so different to hear how you're speaking to me versus how I have been.
Yeah.
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 Thank you.
And just one time, just one, like tonight, just go to bed. See what happens. See how you feel. We're not committing to a lifetime of no Netflix and Monopoly. That's not what we're doing.
Okay.
Just today, one day. Just one day. And this replay will come out and it'll be really good for you to go because then you'll be able to like capture what I said and how I spoke to you. And even listen to what I'm going to tell you. This is when I say y'all, I'm here the whole whatever. When it gets overwhelming and when it gets hard. And when you're like, MJ, I still don't know how to talk to myself. Here's what I'm saying. Email me. Email me. I'm not gonna hang up this call and then never like I don't give two shits about you. That's not what's gonna happen. Seriously, please. Like, if you feel like it's getting to be too much and you're like, I'm just talking like an asshole to myself, what am I gonna do? Email me. Please. I mean, just seriously. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just not going anywhere. I'm just not.
So let's see if we can go to bed tonight.
Just one time. Let's see how we feel. One time.
And it is gonna end.
It will. And you always have like a rip cord you can pull if you need to. You don't want to use it, and it may come down that you need to use it, and maybe your thoughts change about it at some point, but it's okay. I know. I want you to really think about it. There's a version of you that's debt free, however, how, bankruptcy or paying off your bills, right? She's out there. And she's waiting on you. And I want you to think about, with all of this like self-talk and like rest and taking care of yourself and learning how to speak kindly to yourself, imagine how happy you're going to be over there. You're going to be lighter.
This is the same with the weight. Like, if I lose all the debt, but if I'm still doing this. Yeah, it's the same thing as if I was thin and still doing this. Okay. Yeah, I think. I think I'm constantly telling myself I'm not doing enough.
Well, I think you're doing everything you can, right? I did this group coaching program, for people who won like Drop It Like It's Hot with Corinne. And I came up with this idea of a level down. We always talk about level up. Like you can do more, level up. But how are you gonna level up? Level up. You need to level down.
Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, go to bed. Take something off your plate. Take Netflix off your plate. Take the snacking off your plate and go to bed. Level down. Give yourself a break. It's not always going to be about more and more and more and more and do better and go harder and try more and do all that. Sometimes we just need a break. That's the best thing we can do for ourselves.
I think I was probably looking for permission to do that too.
And here's the thing. You're talking so, I'm gonna say this because I think you need to hear this right now. And you're not doing it for yourself. Here's what I'm gonna tell you right now. You are doing a great job. You are doing amazing. And you deserve to rest. You got out of a relationship that was toxic. So many people don't do that. You've done amazing things.
Thank you. I think I just feel behind a lot. The relationship put me in a hole and I didn't know to leave, and then I've left, but I'm digging out of it. And I just feel like I should be further along or in a better place than I am at my age.
You left when you could.
I did.
I want you to think about 2 years before you left. Were you in any space to leave?
No, I
No.
wasn't.
You left at the exact perfect time.
I've done a lot of work, so I knew that I left when I could, but I've never said I left at the perfect time. That's a very different thought.
How do you feel now?
More relaxed.
Mm.
Like the weight in my solar plexus is lighter.
Yeah.
That maybe I don't need to beat myself up for where I'm at in life.
No.
Yeah. And so maybe it's okay. And
Yeah.
yeah, think it's kind of getting back to the what can I do right now? And that
Yeah.
means right now I sleep and
Yes.
I'm home.
Yes.
I can't go work anymore. Like, what can I do right now? I can care for myself.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right. And I mean, talking about there's people that are saying, reach out to me if you like accountability, I've been where you are. All that kind of stuff, which is so nice, So, I mean, when the chat comes out, if you want to find people or maybe they can tag you in face, are you in Facebook or no?
Yeah, and it's under my full name, which is Evelyn Mighty. So yeah, if you guys want to tag me, if you get,
Evelyn Mighty. There you go. You can
I would
find
love that.
her.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can find her there. That's awesome.
Because
And
the
you'll
chat
figure
doesn't
it
show up
out.
in the replays, right?
Huh?
The chat doesn't show up in the replays, right?
Don't they put the chat in a replays? Or no? They do, yeah. I thought
Oh,
they
okay.
did. Yeah, the chat transcript's not there, chat's there.
Okay.
I was like, wait, I thought we did, but maybe it's not. Don't know. I know somebody just said in the chat, you got a perfect name.
Oh, I yeah,
Mighty.
thank you.
Yeah. I know. I'm just super proud of you for raising your hand and being so vulnerable and getting what you need.
You. This has been
And think about, I want you to think about just right now for a second,
okay.
if you cut out the snack, if you didn't have to buy that snack that you eat at night.
God, yeah, that would save money too. Yeah,
I know it's a twofer. You
yes,
finally get some sleep and you can save you a little bit of money. Put it in your piggy bank.
yeah,
Give yourself a bonus. Isn't that right?
yeah,
Bonus. And we can get there quicker.
yeah.
Yeah.
I like
Yeah.
this. Thank you so much. This was extremely helpful.
You are so well. Thank you for thank you for raising your hand, being vulnerable and if you need me, you know where to find me.
Yes, I will come find you, MJ. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was so good. All right, let's see. Wait, I can't. Oh, change route. There we go. Somebody said my email was gonna be inundated. That's what the fuck I'm here for, y'all. I mean, shit. That's my favorite part of my job. The more y'all email me, the less admin work I have to do. See how that works? That does not hurt my feelings at all. Just saying. If I'm over there answering y'all, and Corinne's like, I got I got this and that and the other thing. Girl, I can't. I'm with members. I can't do that right now. I would love to say that. Marcy said, does everyone read your email? I will tell you, Help Scout support is busy. If you put attention to MJ, they don't. It goes in the main inbox, but they ain't reading y'all shit. They just assign it to me and it goes in my inbox. So I can promise you, they ain't over there reading it. And here's the other thing. I want y'all to know this too about the, I mean, we're talking about Vern, right? We're talking about Lori. We're talking about Corinne's mama. I mean, I know y'all trust me, and I'm thankful, and I covet your trust. I really, really do. And I know y'all pour your hearts out to me, but I'm gonna tell you something. As much as I love you, you might not see Vern, and you might not see Lori, and you may not see Mammy all the time, and you, whatever. They love you as much as I do. They want what's best for you as badly as I do. Everybody on the team, Yasmin that does the content creation, swear to you, she wants it. She's lost over 100 pounds. You don't think she wants it just as bad? She knows what it's like. We all do. And so don't ever think like they'll, everybody on our team wants it as bad as I want it, wants it as bad as Corinne wants it. We will do anything we can. Well, one-on-one, Marcy, you'll just get, if you email me, I will be the one replying. You'll get like a automated response every time an email comes in. Thanks for emailing. We'll get back to you within 24 hours. Go straight into my inbox and you hear from me. You hear from me. They're not answering your emails. It looks like they are. I'll get this over to the amazing coach MJ. It's automated. It says it's from Vern. It's just an automated message, but it comes directly to me. I'm the one that goes back and forth with you. When you email support, I mean, listen, I'm letting you in on how we make the sausage. The first email you get is automated. It's not Vern going, so glad you emailed in. So yeah, that's a, don't tell nobody I told y'all that. But that's usually the first, that's the first email you get. So, but I'm the one that answers them. Whenever it says it's coming from me, it's coming from me. And Vern even said, because I send out emails to members in their first 8 weeks. And she said, do you want me to look at them? And if it's like, where do I find this? Or where do I, whatever, do you want me to just answer? And I said, absolutely not. I will answer every single one. Every single one. So I, that's what I say. I mean, I answer them all. And I told Vern, I said, when I tell him I'm going to email him back, I'm going to email him back. And I, it's me every time. So, all right. I have been on my soapbox. We've all cried together. We've been yelled at together. I love all this so much. So, please just let me know if you need anything at all. I mean, I tell y'all that all the time. I think y'all think I'm full of shit. I'm not. I'm serious. I'm serious. All right. Bye, y'all. Have a great rest of your Sunday. Bye, everybody.